So good morning. It is Wednesday, May 8th, 2019, and I'm with Pequay Valley Hybrid Facilitators who are going to share stories about their hybrid journey this year and what they wish they knew going into hybrid learning.
For the high school ELA teachers, way that we found that hybrid teaching changed our classroom was that we found we were better able to connect with the students and had more awareness and were better able to reach them on a daily basis. And then for something that we wish we had known going in was just the idea that it can be flexible and that we can make it our own and that it doesn't need to be a rigid structure.
The upper elementary team finds that hybrid has changed our classrooms because it really does allow for life skills to be naturally built into the lessons. Our learners are learning to manage their time more wisely. They are becoming more organized. They're becoming more self-efficient. And they also are learning to manage their behaviors. We also find that hybrid helps us to play to the learner's strengths. They're naturally very communicative, so hybrid allows them to be able to communicate with each other and to have those collaboration skills. Some advice is that you should find something that you're really good at and get really, really good at it before you find something else to incorporate. There's a lot to learn. There's a lot to master. So try not to overwhelm yourself too much. And also be prepared to think outside of the box.
Our team's made up of a mixed grouping. We have representatives from high school ELA and social studies. And then we also have a representative from elementary ELA. So it was kind of interesting to look at the differences of hybrid and how it rolls out at the different grade levels. And one thing that we discussed was that younger learners are a little bit more adaptable to a new format. They're not so set in their ways. Whereas the 10th graders that we piloted hybrid with were very much old dogs that were resistant to our new tricks. And so I know every district lays out this hybrid sort of piloting program differently, but we definitely saw the benefits in starting learners at the elementary and then kind of building in the middle school and building in the high school. That way they're familiar with the hybrid format and even how to think about their learning in these three different categories of independent, collaborative, and direct. The pearl of wisdom that we would like to share to all the new hybrid piloters in the group is that you already do many of these things. It's not any sort of reinvention of your instruction or content area knowledge. It's more just a different organizational structure, a different strategy for kind of maximizing that learning for your students. And also to start small. It's a huge, overwhelming task to take on this new format. And as teachers, I think we're guilty of wanting to do everything perfectly the first time and take it all on at once. But we found that a lot of us had to kind of step back and slow down, spend a significant portion of time on each station. And so that each learner understands what the expectations and activities are for independent, and then for collaborative, and then for direct, and then try launching the big picture. So while it might be slightly against our nature as educators, going slow and starting small would be the best bet.